Today on the podcast, I have a very special episode. I am joined by not one, not two, but three of my business besties as we talk about what's working in marketing now. And Tavia Redburn, Nicole Begley, and Heather Latinen, you all know those names. You've all heard them on my podcast or maybe even their podcast. But we've come together in a joint project called the 60 Minute Marketing Conference. And this is a place where we've invited 17 of our photographer educator friends to come on and let you know what is working now in 2024 for marketing your business. And in this podcast, we talk about AI, we talk about professionalism, we talk about what's important in our business, and we have a really great free summit for you to be a part of that costs you absolutely nothing for 5 days access, or you can get lifetime access for $9, but you don't have to, but you can still access everything for free. And the link for that is going to be in the show notes. So if you want to know how photographers are marketing their businesses today, from SEO to short-term video to contests to all the other things that you might not be aware of, you really, really want to listen to this episode. So welcome to the Focal Points Podcast, brought to you by Enphoto. You are listening to Focal Points, a podcast by Enphoto, hosted by Dori Howell. You are in the right place to learn how to build a dynamic and sustainable photography business that you love.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this very special podcast. I think probably the best way is we're just going to go around and introduce ourselves, as because this is a joint venture. We are the four creators of the 60 Minute Marketing Conference. This is a free 5-day event, or you can jump for VIP for only $9 for lifetime access at www.photographymarketingconference.com. But the four of us have been, oh gosh, we all entered the industry, I guess, about the same time, and have been online friends for quite some time and have been working together over the past year. And we decided we wanted to bring something amazing to you guys that was really beneficial and everyone could access. So hence it was born. Anyway, let's get into those introductions. I'm Nicole Begley. I am founder of Hair of the Dog and Freedom Focus Formula. And let's just go ahead around the room.
Okay. My name is Dori Howell. I am a photographer outside of Washington, D.C. I've been in the industry for 15 years, and I have a podcast, and I run an education company called Harmony Hangout, where I do a lot of private one-on-one coaching for photographers.
Hey, guys. My name is Tavia Redburn, and I am a motherhood photographer in Oklahoma City, and I certify birth photographers through my company, The Beauty and Birth, and I show moms how they can get fully booked through my signature marketing program, Marketing School for Photographers.
My name is Heather Latinen. I'm a wedding and portrait photographer outside of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've been in business for just over 20 years, and I founded the Flourish Academy as a resource for photographers of all levels. But much like you ladies, I love business. I love business. Mm-hmm. I love marketing, especially because I believe that everything is downstream of lead generation. You cannot make money, have a business, get clients, retain clients, or get referrals without generating leads. So arguably, marketing is the most important component of our business. Would you agree?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And I would also say that it's the one that I think most people are scared of. You know, I don't know how you guys started your business, but I have kind of the stereotypical mom with a camera story where I had a baby and then I got a DSLR and I started taking pictures, and then everyone was asking me to take pictures and everything. But I think there comes a point in most businesses, especially most people that I coach, where the leads of friends and family dry up. And then all of a sudden you're stuck with, oh my gosh, I need to actually reach out to strangers and I need to try and convince them. And I think that's a scary word, convince them that they want to hire me. And all the feelings come up, all the emotions come up, all the fear and everything. And that I think that's a real pivotal point in many people's lives when it comes to their business.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I find it really, really fascinating too, where you can have somebody that maybe was in a corporate sales job mm-hmm. that was selling for a company or for some other person that wasn't themselves. And then they get moved into this photographer role and now they're selling their own work with their own worth and like money's getting paid to them. And it brings up all sorts of new thoughts and hangups for people that even have selling experience. And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I want to kind of banish the word selling and instead focus on the service. Because you said too, Dory, with the convincing. Mm-hmm. And really, if we can flip it around, this is, I think, one of the biggest things is we tend to look at this thing from like, oh my gosh, what are people going to think about me when I'm selling, when I'm marketing? But and really, like, let's not think about ourselves. They're not thinking about us. They're thinking about themselves. And what are we thinking of them? So instead, can we just focus on how can we help? And yeah, then it becomes a lot easier.
Absolutely.
And I think it becomes hard whenever you're selling, it feels like a piece of yourself because you're putting everything, you know, you're putting your work out there, which can be scary enough when you're a new photographer, but then you're saying, I want to charge for it. And then you're saying, I want to charge, quote, a lot for it. It really feels vulnerable and scary. So there's definitely like phases of starting out and putting yourself out there and pricing yourself profitably. And then you got to look at, okay, how can I actually find those people that believe in what I'm doing and what I'm selling?
Right. Yes.
So yeah, would you guys agree that one of the biggest questions or challenges our photographer friends has is like marketing themselves or finding clients? I mean, is that like the question you guys get asked most often is like, how do I get clients?
Yes. Mm-hmm. 100%. That's what
we were talking about this, the four of us, and decided it might be helpful for other photographers if we asked everyone or our friends in the industry how they are currently marketing their businesses. And this is kind of how this was born. And so refresh my memory. How did this come up?
Well, it came up a long time ago. We've been working on this a long time. And I think we wanted to do something to help the industry. And we all know, we're all on the front lines of seeing what photographers ask for the most and the struggles that they face because we're out shooting as well. So it impacts our studio and it impacts the people that we help. And I think we just came up with this idea of asking our friends to come in and help us help others. And that just, at least that's my recollection of how this
and share what's actually working.
Yes,
right now and in a bite-sized way, because I think a lot of us have been to these conferences, these online conferences, or even in person, where you feel like it's so much fluff and like introduction of the speaker and talking about their offers and all this stuff, and it's like, what if we just get everybody together and offer super quick actionable tips so that photographers that listen to this aren't dealing with all of that fluff, but they're getting straight to the meat of marketing tips and what's actually working for photographers to bring in not discount clients, not, you know, budget clients, but high paying dream clients. And so to me, that was what really stuck out about the idea whenever we were talking about it was making it very, very actionable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the presentations inside this, again, free event, guys, are approximately 3 to 5 minutes. The four of us have a little talk that's a little bit longer, but all the other presentations are about 3 to 5 minutes. So they're really, really bite-sized. So you can get the meat of what's working and you can implement it right in your business right now. Have you guys gotten some feedback from people that have gone back to you and they're just like, oh my God, this is so great. I had somebody email me yesterday that just said, she's like, I've heard a lot of these before, but for some reason, like it really clicked. And she's like, I don't know if it was the short format of it, but it really helped to just, oh, okay. Yes, yes, yes. And help them start to take some massive action. Because I think what I see a lot. And again, I saw it in my community this morning where someone was like, I'm not getting clients. Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out. I need more clients. And it was asked, well, what have you done? It's like, well, I've put some cards in coffee shops and I got a review from somebody and it was just like this kind of what I like to call awareness marketing, which is great to do to get your name out in your community. But I find that a lot of times the people that might be struggling to get clients in the door are not doing what I like to call the make the phone ring marketing, which is like an actual marketing campaign with actual urgency and an actual call to action to get people to actually book.
Yeah. I find that a lot when I'm working with people too. I'm like, okay, tell me everything that you're doing for your marketing. Social media always comes up, but they struggle with that because they struggle with consistency. And then maybe a review or two, or maybe they tried one sale. Maybe they sent out a couple emails and they wonder why the phone isn't ringing. Well, so we review everything, and it's because they're not asking for the sale too. Like, you just, this awareness marketing that you can put your name out there all day long, but unless you ask, actually make an offer and ask people to buy it, most people aren't going to act on it. So your phone isn't going to ring. And there's a lot of components in marketing that we cover in the conference that maybe people have heard before and they're reluctant to do it, or they just haven't thought that, oh yeah, that would work in my community, so let me try it a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have to say that I watched some of the videos, almost all of them that were submitted, and I was like, oh my gosh, I am feeling so inspired just to get new, fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been in this industry a long time. I teach marketing. Like, it's my thing that I teach, right? And you just sometimes get in these routines of doing kind of the same things and showing up kind of in the same way. And so, especially here at the beginning of the year, any time of year is great, but especially at the beginning of the year when we're looking for this like fresh, exciting energy, it just, even if you don't do the idea, it might spark something else in you of like how you can change what you're already doing. So I do not think that this is for brand new photographers. I do think it helps brand new photographers. I should say it's not only for brand new photographers. Mm-hmm. As an experienced photographer who teaches marketing, I was literally like taking notes of things that I could implement and things that I could do from this conference. So I think it's definitely for advanced photographers as well, for that like fresh inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Even if your marketing is working or you're getting clients, just getting some new ideas or trying something new. But I like, to Nicole's point about making an offer, I always tell people that business is really simple. You just have to meet people, tell them you're a photographer, and make them an offer. And an offer is just a service, you know, or your service plus your price. But how many offers are you actually making? And Dori, you were saying like, when you ask photographers, they're like, well, I tried these two things once. And it didn't work.
Yeah.
You have to like try it multiple times, and you have to make offers to people. Like, an offer is like, hey, here's what I can do for you. And I talk about this. We have a business program called Elevate, and I talk about it in there. An offer is like when somebody can say yes or no to you. So I'll ask photographers, how many offers did you make this week? How many people did you talk to and say, hey, here are my services, here's my price, you know, would you like to work together? And oftentimes they'll say, well, I put a post up on social media. And I'm like, I don't know. What do you guys, I don't consider that an offer. I consider that awareness marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. That's why I work so heavily with photographers and building email lists, because you need to be able to contact people in your real estate. Social media is not your real estate. We know this. The rules can be changed at any time. And so really building that list so that you can connect with people who want to hear from you. When they sign up for your list, they're saying, yes, I want to hear what you're doing. That's so important. So you're not just throwing stuff into the air and hoping that it sticks somewhere.
Yeah, I feel sorry, Tavia.
Go ahead.
Real quick, I was going to say, I feel like the other big myth in marketing is that people are looking for the one marketing solution. Like, I just need this one thing. And there's certainly just one marketing routine that I'm going to do, and it will always fill my calendar forever and ever, which is not the case, which is why something like this is so beneficial to get our eyes open to like so many different things that can work in harmony with what you're already possibly doing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you have to repeat it.
What was that, Heather?
You have to like repeat it over and over. Like, you can't just do it once. Like, and something that works today might not work tomorrow, or something that didn't work yesterday might work, you know, next month. So you have to experiment. I always like to look at this like a scientist. Like, I put my scientist hat on and I'm like, how can I experiment and implement? Like, if I were going to watch this conference, I would think like, oh, should I try each one of these like for the next month or quarter? I'm going to implement this, 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 and this, and then I'm going to repeat and try it again and again. And if it doesn't work the first time, you know, it, don't give up. Like, it might just, you might need to just like pivot or iterate on it and find a way that works for you and your clients in your area.
Tavia, what were you going to say? What are you going to
say? I was just going to say, when Dory was talking about the email list, because I think that that's something that a lot of photographers shy away from because it feels intimidating. They don't know how to get people to join their email list. They don't know what they're going to post about. And I have to say that that to me screams opportunity. Mm-hmm. Whenever nobody else is doing it, whenever other photographers are scared of it, it's like, how can I zig when everybody else is zagging? Mm-hmm. Every single photographer is posting on Instagram and talking about how to be consistent on Instagram. And not to discount, I think you should post on Instagram, but I'm looking at how can I do something different than what other photographers are doing? And to me, that's email list. And I can't tell you how often I'll send an email to my photography list and get a reply that's like, hey, I just found out I'm pregnant. Or, hey, we need to get on your books for a family session. It's like me showing up in their inbox is not annoying. It's me putting myself in front of them and reminding them that I'm in business. I'm offering sessions. I exist. And I almost always get a reply that's like, hey, I've been meaning to email you. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's so underutilized and there's so much opportunity there with email lists specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. You know what I would love to do, because we talked about this a little bit before we recorded, how in marketing, there are these foundations of marketing that really never change. We can go out 200 years, these foundations are still going to be the same. But then there's also nuances of marketing that is current, that you know, is going to change with the time, that now we have AI and these changes with Google, with email and Instagram or social media changes, or maybe there's a new platform, whatever it is, that stuff is going to be changing. I was thinking it would be great if we each went around and shared a marketing pillar, like one of a, like a traditional marketing tried and true thought or process or belief, starting there.
Yeah. I mean, when you're saying that tried and true, going to continue to work is always reliable to me, I'm thinking about something online that I own that I can send people to. So like if I was a retail store, I would have a physical location that people would come and see what I have to offer. As a photographer, I'm not going to just open my studio 24/7 and let people come and look at my photographs, right? Mm-hmm. So what do I do instead digitally as a home base? It's my website. And it's having a website that really understands and speaks to my ideal client, understands their pain points, understands what they're looking for, shows off my work, and is a central hub that all these other things I'm doing for marketing come back to this one hub, which is my website.
I love that. Go ahead, Dory. What about you?
I think there's a few things that I could mention here, but I think it's just overall the professional look of your business. And this may, people may not think this is a marketing tip, but it absolutely is. When people look at your website and they say the URL is www.wix.doryhowell.com, that's not a professional URL. You need to own your URL. When people see DoryHowell@gmail.com, that is not a professional looking website. When people see you're putting up pictures of yourself on your website, not social media, because that can be much more casual. But when people see that you are putting non-professionally taken images of yourself on your website, there's a disconnect there that you don't even believe in your own, in purchasing your own services. And this is what I mean by going out, hiring someone to take your headshot, put it online. You can do a swap with another photographer, but your image and how it comes across when it comes to your URL, when it comes to your email address, when it comes to your business phone number, do you have a business phone number? All those different things I think are really foundational in the professional look of your image and how people are going to take you seriously. Because even if you're out there putting out on social, sending out emails and that type of thing, if people are coming back to you and they're seeing an unprofessional presence, they're not going to hire you in most cases. It all, that continuity is really very, very important.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
And now let's listen to a word from our sponsor at Enphoto. This isn't going to surprise you. I love Enphoto, and they have so many beautiful products that I can offer my clients. One thing that they released 2 years ago were their 3x3 accordion albums that you could get in many different album covers with different embossing. I like the suede cover with a little simple embossing to give to my clients as thank yous. I don't sell these. I offer them as thank yous. But what they did this year, which I love so, so much, is they announced two new sizes of these accordion albums. You can get them in 5x5 and now 4.5x5 inch sizes. And the way that I picture looking at these, granted, they are pocket portfolios for your clients to share their sessions, which is beautiful, but these can be great, incredible pocket portfolios for you to carry around so that you have, at a moment's notice, a lightweight, easy way to show off your portfolio to people who might be interested, people that you run into in the coffee shop line, the grocery store, or at a family gathering, and they want to know what you do. You can pull these out and show them to you and show them your beautiful images in print. It's all about printing, and especially the 4.5x5 inch portrait sized mini album. I'm going to be ordering several of those. So you haven't checked these out yet. You really need to. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Head over to enphoto.com and check those out today.
All right, Heather, what about you?
Okay, for marketing, you will never convince me that there is anything ever more important than meeting people. Yes. I am a feet on the pavement kind of person. Get out of your house, get out from behind your computer screen and your phone, and get into your community and meet people all the time, every week, no matter what it takes. I started my business before social media existed. And I remember I absolutely believe, obviously, in the importance of a website and SEO and a blog and all of those things. But my feet were on the pavement and I was talking to and meeting as many people as possible. Hopefully, you know, in my ideal client network, target market, but not necessarily. So for example, I was a wedding and portrait photographer and I would donate my services to the March of Dimes Walk for Babies. And okay, my ideal client is not at the March of Dimes Walk for Babies because they're usually past that. But I was in my community, my name was everywhere, and I was meeting people because my thoughts were somebody knows somebody that's getting married. Like, So I would know so many people that when I go out into my community, my kids can't stand it, but like, I'm always running into people like, oh, I know this person. I know that person. Oh, there's Heather. I love that. That includes networking and meeting with other vendors or venues in my case, or business partners. So like that aspect of it, making friends with these people. I was friends with the florist and the DJ and the makeup artist and I just think nothing beats getting out into your community and meeting people, period.
Amen.
I agree.
I love it. Okay. So for me, it's kind of a combination of all of these things, I think. But for me, I think my tried and true is still doing charitable marketing. It is connecting with other, either for-profit, connecting with a for-profit to help support a nonprofit or a charity in your market, or connecting just directly with a charity without the other business. But this is a great way. You know, there's so many new photographers that are like, okay, I've been doing my friends and family. How do I start meeting people? I don't have anyone on my list yet. I want to create this email list, but like, where do I even start? Well, you can start connecting with these other nonprofits and these other charities and creating a special offer for their supporters that is going to give back to that charity and also then get clients in front of your lens. So you're making money, the charity's making money, you're getting endeared by all these people are getting endeared to your brand because you're supporting something that they love, and you're able to use the charity's platform in order to reach new people. And then when you add on that for-profit business as well, when you team up with a for-profit business, then it just reaches your amplification and your reach. Not to mention then, because you're doing something with a nonprofit, it now is a PR related thing that you can likely get some press in your local paper, or your local organization. So, oh my gosh, there are so many opportunities there that will help you at any stage in your business.
And there's charitable opportunities in every niche.
Mm-hmm.
you know, all of us service different niches, and you just maybe in some niches you might have to work a little bit harder to find them, but there are absolutely charitable opportunities for any type of photography business.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're meeting people. You're meeting a ton of people, and it's goodwill in your community. It's brilliant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they don't even need to be, like Heather said with the March of Dimes, I don't even believe they need to be completely aligned. So I'm a pet photographer. And so everyone's always like, okay, a shelter. Yeah, that's great. But it could also be, I mean, I had some of my best clients from donating to silent auctions that were like the ballet or a lot of medical galas, like a heart ball each year. Mm-hmm. So my clients that own dogs could be at those too. They're not just people supporting the shelter. Right. So there's a lot of different options out there for sure.
And you know who's at these charity events? People who have money.
Yes.
Like that's who you're getting in front of. Just wanted to throw that out there. P.S. Don't we have a speaker in the conference who this was her marketing tip? Just a little tease there. I think Jessica did something about a calendar. So if you're like, how do I do this? What's this like? P.S. There's a little nugget for you in the conference.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Okay. So that was, I think, a great pillar. Can we also just share quickly maybe something that's a little bit more current or something that might change a little bit, something that's maybe working well that you guys see that is kind of specifically for the mid-2020s?
That's a good question. I'm trying to think of, you know, how, I mean, you just got to meet people, Nicole. I mean,
I know. Hold on. I can start. I might throw some ideas for you guys. Definitely meeting people. So I think what the key here is, it's still built on all the same foundations. Now we're just moving into more current applications of those foundations. For instance, with the meeting people, do you enjoy talking to other people? Do you want to create like a local Dogs of Charlotte podcast? Do you want to create a special group? I think one of the most exciting things, which I know Tavia, actually all of you ladies, because we talk about this all the time, but with the new AI, you know, ChatGPT, and I think a lot of people are maybe a little scared of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen the movies, maybe we should be a little scared of it. and I think a lot of people don't necessarily understand it, and they get in there and they just put in like a very general prompt and they're like, whatever, this is so cheesy and not good. But once you start to learn how to harness that, and especially for brainstorming and for brainstorming content and connection ideas, and maybe even some different offerings that you can do to partner with these different businesses, I think there is so much opportunity in starting to kind of learn how to utilize some of these tools that we have in order to help aid these marketing foundations, like connection, like getting your offers in front of more people, like email newsletters and things like that.
Mm-hmm. I think one specific tool that I was a little bit late to embrace because I was scared of it. I honestly, you know, you do a lot of research behind the scenes and you want to take advantage of a lot of the things you see happening out there, but actually applying it yourself can be a little bit frightening, especially you don't want to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. Like if you try something and all of a sudden it's in front of your clients and it doesn't work or there's a mistake or something, there's always, you know, the feelings that come up with it. But I think everyone should be investigating using ManyChat. ManyChat is, if you're not unfamiliar with it, is a format. You see it on Instagram where people say, type, you know, comment the word 60, which I did on a post for the 60-minute marketing conference. I put up a post. I said, comment the word 60. And then it's going into the DMs and saying, here's your link, you know, go sign up for it. And it's so much easier. You want to meet people where they are. They don't want to click off and go to the link in bio and do all those different things. So even though we have all these social media tools, which are great in and of itself, you need to also look outside some of those things, how you can utilize them the best, because there are third-party tools that can really make that efficient for you and, again, more professional for you. And then you're capturing people right where they are versus asking them to click off into a link and then to another link and put in their email address, because you're going to lose a lot of people that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. ManyChat's only $15 a month to start, so it's not expensive.
Mm-hmm. And there's a free version too, I think.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
if you don't have like a large volume, there's certain things that are restricted, but there is a free version.
Yeah.
I love it.
For me, when I think about, you know, my core foundation principle of website, along with that, in addition to having a place that you're sending people, it's showing up in Google. That was one of the best ways that I found people to hire me that were not my friends and family, was through ranking well on Google mm-hmm. searches. And so I think when I think about, I don't want to say trendy, but like trendy-ish type things, like newer things that support that, would be using ChatGPT strategically for mm-hmm. blogging.
Yes.
And using your blog as like this foundation piece that your other content comes from. And mm-hmm. this is something that I talked about in my training inside of 60 Minute Marketing Conference, but it was just all about how your blog can be this one foundation piece that helps you get ranked on Google and all your other content can come from, because mm-hmm. photographers spend so much time thinking like, okay, well, when it comes to digital marketing, I need to do the email, I need to do the social, I need to blog, I need to do all these things. And their head starts to explode. And it's like, if you start with one core piece of blog content, it helps your SEO. You can create your email newsletter from it. You can create social media posts from it. And it doesn't have to be these random thoughts. It can all start with the blog post. So I think my answer would be blogging.
Mm-hmm. I love this technology spin that we're taking on this like traditional foundation of marketing. And Nicole and Dory inspired me as you were talking about this. I jumped over to ChatGPT and I said, I'm a portrait photographer. How can I meet more people in my community? And it said, start a local photography group, join a local photography group. And then that got me thinking, I created a camera club in my area to meet other photographers. Now, they're not necessarily wouldn't be my clients, but, you know, we share referrals amongst one another and not everybody shoots the same thing. So we could do that. It also establishes authority. I started a camera club about 15 years ago in my area. And then it just, you know, it just makes you look like you're the leader in your area. So, okay. So mm-hmm. it said local photography groups, attend community events. Oh yeah. Okay. Thanks. Collaborations, social media, teach photography. I teach at our local community college. I've taught there for almost 20 years. I was teaching 3 semesters a year. I now am down to 1. I meet a ton of people that way. Again, also establishes authority. Mm-hmm. And then it says to network, 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 to meet people. But I like this idea of like, okay, Heather's always yelling at me to get out my community and meet people. How do I do that? But you just go to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT, like, I don't know what to do. How do I do that? I don't know about you guys. I'm in ChatGPT every day asking questions to help me just like, you know, get creative with ideas. I can't think of all of these ideas, but then I type it in and then that sparks another mm-hmm. like, you know, thought, oh, I could do this or I could do that. So I think that was a great new spin on a traditional marketing pillar, which is meeting people.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah. ChatGPT really shines with Oh my goodness. I just want to say ChatGPT really shines with brainstorming.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I asked ChatGPT all sorts of things. I asked it for dinner ideas the other day. I mean, it's not just for business. And yes, granted, we all know that there are cautionary things that we need to consider in working with ChatGPT. And I have an AI cheat sheet that is available that goes into all of that information. You know, we do know that it's scraping information from other people's websites and putting it into different things. But it can be such a great, you know, we sit at our computers like, okay, I need to write a blog post. What am I going to write about? Well, just go in and just ask for ideas. And then you can create the blog post usually. Mm-hmm. It just takes a little bit to get started in most cases. And it's such a wonderful way to brainstorm ideas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And naming. If you guys ever need to come up with like good names for your packages and, you know, you start to give it more things and the different emotions you want people to feel and a little bit more about the branding of your business and if it's like luxe or fun or, you know, that kind of thing. And because I am terrible. absolutely terrible at naming. Oh, and now it's a little bit more fun because I'm like, okay, you can start to give me ideas. And then I can take those ideas and ask it more questions to get even more specific ideas. And it's amazing what it can spark.
Yeah. In my bonus material, the resolution roadmap, I'm talking about how to diffuse stressful situations in a business. When you have someone who's unhappy with something, I go through a 7-part framework of how you do this. And one thing that I've done with certain situations in my business is, especially when I'm having to write an email response or to something that I'm a little unsure about, and I want to get the tone just right. I think that's something that's really important, getting the tone right. I'll throw my response into ChatGPT and I'll say, can you rewrite this in a more casual, friendly way? Or can you rewrite this in a more firm way? Or give me some options of how I can phrase this better. And it's using my content, it's using my words, but it's just reorganizing them and adding and subtracting a few things. I also will ask it to correct my grammar and punctuation for emails and for blog posts. And it's all my content. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking it for help. And so I have no problem using it for those reasons at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I've actually found that it can actually do a pretty good job, at least getting you not, I mean, usually nothing is going to come out and it's be like, oh, it's perfect. I need to make zero changes, unless you're doing something where it's like, hey, is this grammar correct? But if you feed it with things like take things that you've written that you're like, this is my voice. This is how I write. This is what it should sound like. And you can ask it to describe your style. And you can also just say, hey, this is what I write like. Can you take this outline of what I'm thinking about? Like, I just sometimes will start to write a story and it's like just really stream of consciousness story. And then I can feed it with things that I've written before and like, hey, I want to tell this story in that voice. And oh my gosh, then there's just a couple little tweaks. It just helps streamline so much. And we've totally gotten off topic. So we're going to talk marketing, but now we're just like all going into AI because we find it all so fascinating.
I mean, we're kind of on topic. We're talking about like, you know, trendy things.
One other fun thing, I'll just say this and then we can change topics. We can go back to marketing 100%. But I was at a networking event and I was talking to this one person and she was sharing with me how she was about to quit her job. And I said, oh, what are you going to do with your time? She says, I really want to join the roller derby. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's different, but great. And with roller derby, it's all about names, right? You have to have like the appropriate name. I said, well, do you have your name picked out yet? She said, no, I'm really struggling with a name. I said, well, have you tried ChatGPT? Have you thrown it in there? And she's like, no. So I pulled it up on my app and I said, okay, well, here's 10 options for you. You know, Dorothy Slamilton, Jam Reaper, Quit Hit Elizabeth, Smacky Kennedy, and all these different punny roller derby names. And so it's just something that is, ChatGPT is fun to use for personal things, but it's such a great, great resource for us who need to create captions and blog posts and email newsletters. And you can use it in a variety of ways.
Yes, absolutely. I love it. Oh my gosh, guys. So this has been so good. I feel like we should start to wrap it up here because everyone should just go and opt in and grab the 60-minute marketing conference. Yes?
Agreed. Yes. Agreed.
All right. So yeah. So just head over to www.photographymarketingconference.com. And there you can opt in and get free access for 5 days to the portal. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $9. You're going to get lifetime access to the portal, a link to a secret podcast so you can just stream all the presentations on your phone as you're out and about.
And some really great bonus material.
Yes, absolutely. And the four of us contributed. That's the word. I needed ChatGPT for that. Contributed a bonus that the VIP people will get. I think those bonuses are worth about $450. So I think it's definitely of some good value.
Absolutely. What's the website again?
www.photographymarketingconference.com.
Right.
Thanks so much, everybody, for being here and taking the time. And so nice to reach out to all of you guys and all of our various podcast communities. We each have a podcast. So we'll have the links in the show notes if you want to check out all of our regular podcasts. But otherwise, we hope to see you guys at the 60-Minute Marketing Conference. Right. Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, girls.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, I hope you've enjoyed the program. I have a quick request. If you've enjoyed this program or enjoyed other programs that we've brought to you courtesy of Focal Points and Enphoto, I would love for you to head over to Spotify or iTunes and leave us a review. These help us more than you know when it comes to getting the word out about the program and how we can help other photographers who might be dealing with some of the same struggles that you are. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your review today.